What's up, family, and welcome back. Welcome back to EOTM Radio. Of course, this is your girl, Carla B, and as most of you already know, I am just always super geeked up, super excited as ever to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are just always striving to encourage, empower, and enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, if you are needing some, guess what? You will always find it when you visit www.eotmblog.com and make sure you stream live to all of our shows via eotmradio.com. And for the entrepreneur and you, guess what? We just recently created a very special place, a very special place for you as well. We created a new group on Facebook titled Entrepreneurs on the Move. So if you're looking to network with like-minded individuals, you would want to make your way over to Facebook and type into the groups Entrepreneurs on the Move, and you will find us there. We have, oh my God, today, tonight, this afternoon, this evening, wherever, whatever you are around the globe, you definitely want to be tuned in because we do have a very great show. I'll be chatting with two phenomenal women. They are phenomenal. I'm going to get into all the greatness that they do when we come back. Hold tight.
Running your mouth, I'ma keep you in my prayers. I'ma show you how I did it. I'ma show you how I did it. I should quit, lot of good that did. They said I was just a young, dumb, fat, black kid. Black parachute, man, Yankee cap, back with a neighborhood crackhead. Told me,
go ahead, get it.
You make money, or take money when you're hungry to receive. It's a gift, ain't no question that I love me a steak from Ruth Chris. My cut is the porterhouse, or a thick red bone. Small wastewater mouth with the bubble. I see it through a dress very subtle. She calling up a homegirl, we in our own world. I got guests in a very big bathtub. Four hand back rub. Look at her back, you can see my name tatted on. Pulling down her pants, you think I have a magic wand. Pulling rabbits out the hat. My eyes bloodshot like the Cadillac is black. This that 21 shot, 21 got funeral. XXI, write it out, Roman numero, yeah. And I could give up what they saying. And I could give up what they saying.
I got a hug for you. Treats for your trickery. Your left hand handshake. Wrist very slippery. And I could give up what they saying. And I could give up what they saying.
Love inspiration. But look at where it got us. It's money over, but it's family beef $4. I got a bad chick and I taught her to live modest. Brown coach bag, dinner at Benihana's. She look up at the sunset, walk on the beach. The things that I taught to my children, she will teach. I got a bad chick, I tell her God bless. She keep her legs closed and she see me nod yes. Let that beat ride, ride. You know I had to let that beat ride, ride. And you carry the hell out of that baby. 9 months loving, living life on a daily. Me and my baby girl like Eminem and Haley to the death. On every waking breath. My God, I got a motto called do it to the death. Y'all know I got a motto called do it to the death.
I got a hug for your hand, treats for your trickery. Your left hand, handshake, grip, very slippery. And I could give up what they saying. And I could give up what they saying.
I got that. Y'all lost weight, my feet elevated. 20 on pump number 8. Got a quarter tank of gas and I'm straight. All that I need is a few gallons to make enough moves for a year and end up somewhere chilling in the islands where exotic herbs bring me sanity. My feet fall asleep hanging from the canopy. Why can't it be more people with a vision like my own? We can start a new breed, create us a new home. Yeah. I might just let them look into my stem cell. Research to make a futuristic Denzel. I hear the Lord's breath every time I inhale. This action movie, we waiting for it to end well. Generation drug trade, blessed by a demon. We rose up through the crack like a rose in the semen. Blessed by a demon. We rose up through the crack like a rose in the semen.
What's up? What's up? This is your girl, Carla B. And if you're just tuned in, you are listening to the E-Buzz. And I have two phenomenal guests this evening. First up, we have the awe-inspiring business guru, Courtney Renee, who is founder and CEO of I Will Flourish. Welcome to the E-Buzz, Courtney.
Thank you, Carla. Hi, everyone.
Hey, girl, thank you for definitely coming onto the E-Buzz and just sharing all the great stuff that you're doing with our listeners, because you are definitely a phenomenal woman. You're part, this show right here is actually part of our Powerful Women on the Move series. We've been doing this for the past 3 years, and we've had some phenomenal women, and you are one of them. So I definitely want to give homage to you at this time for all you're doing. And, you know, definitely in so many great, great ways.
Thank you so much. And same to you. You know, I appreciate the opportunity to be on here and speak about everything that we're doing with Flourish. Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem. So go ahead, Courtney, if you don't mind, and share with our listeners globally a little bit more about you.
Well, actually, for myself, I just, you know, am a new mom. I have a 11-month-old now, and after having her, I just really went through a transition where I was inspired to want to connect with more women and build support groups amongst us and really bridge that gap that we've had for way too long. And, you know, just really learn how to support each other and be there for one another, encourage our endeavors, and, you know, really try to make a difference by having positive energy and just loving. That's been my MO for many years. Many people know that I'm always upbeat, love to have a good time, but I care a lot about people. So
right.
that's what drove me to start Flourish, and I'm excited about all the things that we have going on, and it's just moving along by the grace of God, so.
Right, it really is. And I know when I first think I was referred to you by a friend of mine via Facebook, and I'm like, oh, my God, you are – it's always a beautiful thing to be able to connect with like-minded, not just entrepreneurs, but like-minded, powerful women of color, if
right.
I can say that. You know, so definitely I was like, okay, yeah, we're going to definitely do some stuff together. So go ahead and share with our listeners about your company.
Flourish is a social enterprise, and basically that is companies who have a mission to do everything to better our communities and be of empowerment in any way possible. And our niche is women and empowering them to be their very best. And again, everything we do is inspirational, empowering, even our events, they must be something that is going to empower our communities. And we actually have a new site that we're getting ready to launch in July, flourish.net, and we'll have a new online community for women to just be able to check out powerful interviews and inspirational interviews and video clips and a whole bunch of different things. And at the same time, you know, we have SoCal's Natural Beauty Pageant coming up on Sunday. And that's something I'm really excited about and so glad you're a part of too, by the way, Carla. Thank you again, EOTM.
No problem.
Yeah, so everything that we're working on right now is really to just bring our network together, but at the same time just build it up in women in business, mothers, friends, people that just need prayer, even, women who are interested in just getting some type of inspiration if they're going through something. Our organization is designed for you.
That's great. That's definitely, I'm just going to have to just give you a...
Thank you.
No problem. So I know you talked about Flourish, and I think is very unique in what you're doing is the event that you're having on June 19th, which is Father's Day, and that is a exclusive red carpet extravaganza. It's the Southern Cal's Natural Beauty Pageant 2011. So tell us, share with us. I know the title of the event really tells it all. So tell us a little bit about why you decided to do a natural beauty pageant.
Well, it's funny how it all started, but basically I've been known to be into fashion and entertainment, and I love it. And when I was trying to figure out what to do, I liked the ideas of beauty pageants, but, just the whole critics of it promoting narcissism or breeding narcissism, should I say, and just making women and teens feel not good enough and not pretty enough, that is not something that Flourish represents. So I said we have to switch it up and make sure that we are not associated with the traditional pageant. So, yes, this is SoCal's Natural Beauty Pageant, and we are promoting self-love, confidence, and acceptance for our natural beauty. And at the same time, of course, being a social enterprise, we want to help our communities, and we're raising awareness for the education crisis. And we have a charity group involved, Bright Paths Children's Center, and we're donating a portion of our proceeds to them and trying to help them raise funds to move into this building that we're having the pageant at. So we're trying to do the best we can do in one powerful event. So.
Right. And you are definitely doing that. And I think that is such a great cause and just a great way to be able to mesh both entities kind of sort of together for one special event, and it's definitely, I could just see it as far as breeding success because it already has bred so much in this short amount of time. And with that, I want to go ahead and welcome the host for the Southern Cal's Natural Beauty Pageant 2011, Carissa Rosario. Did I say that your name correctly?
Yeah, Carissa.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm really not good with names. So welcome
okay.
to the show. Welcome
Thank
to the
you
show,
for
Carissa.
Having me.
No
for
problem.
Having me.
No problem. Before we even dive into speaking with you, I just want our listeners to know Carissa Rosario, she is doing some great things in her own right. I must say off the bat that she is a member of Theta Nu Xi Multicultural Sorority.
Yes.
And I guess you joined back when you were attending Florida State University.
Yes, I did. Yes. Actually, I was one of the original members that brought Theta Nu Xi to Florida State University's campus. It was myself and a couple of my friends. I got together one day and we were talking about how, everything on the campus was very segregated. It was either, not to say color, but it was like very black and white. It was like you're either in a black sorority or you're in a white sorority. So we were saying how, all of us came from so many different ethnicities and races and different cultures that it'd be so cool to have on our campus that represented multicultural.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of research, and we ended up bringing Theta Nu Xi to Florida State's campus. the founding line, I wasn't able to cross that summer because I went to Europe to do some work. But then the following year, the Alpha line, I ended up crossing. So, yeah, it's amazing to see how much the sorority has grown and how many, you know, lines have crossed and how much recognition, you know, the sorority has gotten, you know, from different chapters, different universities, and especially, you know, by the nationals. You know, we've gotten so many awards over the years just for academics alone. So it's great.
Right, right. That is so awesome. And you have been modeling since a very young age. I hear that you were Miss Latina USA in 2009. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I was second runner-up in 2009 in the Miss Latina USA pageant. I've been very blessed. I've had an amazing career since probably about 13, gone through ups and downs, but recently, you know, in the last 3 years, my career has just really taken off. I've been blessed to be on 15 magazine covers, and got Vogue Mexico coming out in August, then in GQ. My Maxim USA issue just came out today, actually. I've got Maxim Espanol. Thank you. Yeah, so there's a lot going on, you know, in my career. And then, you know, me working as a spokesmodel for Falcon Tire, and I get to go travel the world and meet fun people and exciting people that, you know, have a love for drifting and car racing and motocross.
Right, that's what's up. Well, I want you to tell us, Clarissa, talk with us a little bit about your participation in this great event, the Southern California's Natural Beauty Pageant, and how did your involvement come about within this this great event?
Okay, Courtney had reached out to me about, you know, the beauty pageant, and when she had brought it to my attention, immediately I was very intrigued, and I definitely wanted to do something to help, because, you know, something of empowering women is so important, because there's not much of that in the community, especially out here in Los Angeles. Like, you don't ever hear about a place where women feel empowered. Everything is about, you know, superficial or looks. And when she told me it was natural beauty, I just thought it was an amazing idea, and anything to do to help out charity. I love to be involved, and I'm really excited about this Sunday, and I think it's going to be a great event, and, you know, I'm looking forward to meeting everybody and just having a successful event.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And, Courtney, I actually got some different messages in my Insta Messenger, and people want to know a little bit more. I know you kind of breezed through in regards to the charity, but if they have any websites, and for our listeners to go maybe and get more information about that particular charity, and then share your website as well.
Yes, Bright Paths Children's Center. They're located in Riverside, and their website is brightpathschildren.org, and it's paths, P-A-T-H-S, children.org, and you can definitely visit their site. You know, they are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. They are in need of donations, and, you know, again, we're trying to help them move into a larger facility so they can expand and be a bigger impact in the city of Riverside, California. Flourish's website right now is iwillflourish.net, and again, once we launch our new site in July, it'll be flourish with the E on the end, .net. You can check out our site now. We have everything about the pageant. Bright Path is on there. Contestants is on there. You can check out Carissa on there. All of that good stuff is on there, including EOTM TV. So iwillflourish.net.
That's what's up. Well, what I want to do is we have individuals that are calling in, so I definitely want to be able to take some of the callers. So let's take a really quick commercial break. We'll be right back, and we'll be bringing on some of the callers. So hold tight, you guys.
Yeah. Time to take you deep into the word.
Deep into the world, I mean.
A word for the world.
Yeah. It's deep.
Yeah. You know the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, that wherefore let him that thinketh ascending take heed, lest you fall. I keep on wondering why everything is going wrong. We try to make it right, but it didn't work out, none. We try to break it, but the world is so strong. In front of us is blocking us, and it's hard to move on. Why is it so hard to obey the word of God and make everything work out to His will, do it His way? Why is everyone going astray? And every day there's so much lives left to save. This is where I'm going. Imagine a pastor preaching to people to quit their bad acting. Now the end of the day, you find them doing exactly. Just to some people, it's been a good impact. But tell me, what is it doing unto its life? And that is why, if you are standing, you better stand firm, cause you can see the mighty ones of the world falling down. And at the end, if you wanna wear the crown, you better stand firm and don't mind what you see around now.
If you are standing, you better stand firm.
Everybody's losing balance, and it takes the grace of God to help us keep our feet. Other guy will do anything to sleep with beautiful girls, not realizing that beauty is only skin deep. Love of money made us forget God, not realizing this world don't last forever. When the judgment will come, then you will wish that you would stand firm. Instead, because it's then it'll be late for lying to call Uncle Sam. There'll be no more, give me one last chance, is why I'm imploring you. While you're thinking, save the last dance. If it's how you preach, so go obtain yours. All required of you is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So go ahead, brother, tell this to your neighbor. You ain't never sin and repent, you too can save one. So be the pillar, all the mob, do not let them fall. And the reward is gonna be great if you can know them all. Thank
you.
Your girl Carla B, and that was an artist. He's actually our entrepreneur. Actually, he's our artist of the month within our Facebook group, Entrepreneurs on the Move. His name is Oludeyu on top, and he's actually from I'll get the name. I want to say he's from Libya, but I may be wrong. But I know he's from on the other side of the globe, and I'm in Los Angeles. So he's a new indie artist, and he's doing so many great things. So we've actually featured that track all month. It is so hot, and we keep getting requests for it. But we are, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the E-Buzz with Carla B, and I am actually talking with the CEO of Flourish. She's also the woman behind this great event that's going down on June 19th, Southern Cal's Natural Beauty Pageant 2011. Welcome back to the show, Courtney and Clarissa.
Thank
you. No problem.
Thank you.
So in the break, there's a little bit of feedback. I'm really not for sure where it's coming from, so we'll try to clear that. But we do have some of your contestants that are calling in, Courtney. So I want to start it off. Yeah, we're going to open the lines up first off to, let's see who we have here. Drum roll, please. you are so talented. We have Noelle representing Chino, California. Noelle, welcome to the show.
Hello, ladies. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Noelle.
Hi, Chris. Hi. How are you ladies doing?
We are definitely super great. Go ahead and share with us, Noelle, a little bit about you. I know I mentioned you're representing Chino.
I'm representing Chino.
Yeah. In about 2 minutes, share with us some highlights about you.
Okay, well, I'm a student and I go to Azusa Pacific University. I'm in a teaching major on liberal arts, and I do write and blog. And I believe in paying it forward and doing something kind for mankind because mankind has done something kind for me. So the whole process of this Flourish and Courtney and me getting involved in it all started off with me just looking at what Courtney had blogged on Facebook. And at first I was really not interested in doing the beauty pageant, more so as far as helping people out, you know, helping out the Flourish and doing everything as far as for Flourish. And then Courtney, she said that I should get involved into the pageant. And I said, okay, let's do it. And so I really believe in the pageant and what it stands for and the message that it's delivering to women about empowerment and about being beautiful outside but also being beautiful inside. That's a very important message to all women.
Wow, that's what's up, and that surely is.
And Courtney's
well, thank
awesome.
You so much.
She's very awesome. She's an awesome person.
Thank you, Noah. You are, too. You really
you.
Are, too.
Well, thanks so much, Noelle, for calling in. Did you want to share any of your information for our listeners? Maybe they can check you out on Facebook or any official websites you want to share?
Yes, they can please check me out on our website. I talk about everything as far as sports, as far as poetry, as far as any kind of life issues that women are facing today in this industry, in this world, and everything that they're going through. Because as women, we do carry on the burden and stress upon what life brings us, and we have to remain strong as far as when it comes to business, the home environment, and everything that we are dealing with in life. So if any of the ladies want to check me out, they can go on Facebook.
Okay, and what was your Facebook?
It's under Noelle. Noelle, you can find me under Noelle.
Okay,
they can look under Courtney's friends list, and then they can find me under her friends list.
Okay. All right, cool beans. We will definitely stalk you from Courtney's page.
Thank
I'm just
you.
Kidding.
You guys are so wonderful. You guys have a very good day.
Thanks,
you
Noelle,
too,
and good luck.
Okay, yeah. Bye, ladies. Bye.
No problem. The next contestant we have is, I believe we have Jen, and I think she's representing Orange. Then, if you can, in about 2 minutes, share with us a little bit, some highlights about you.
Well, I have lived in Orange most of my life. I started my own business. It's called Little DJ, and it stands for Love is Life, Divine Jesus. I'm actually at my friend's place right now. We're working on shirts together, and it's just for every shirt that I sell, a portion of the proceeds goes to 5 different charities that are close to my heart. One of them is for the March of Dimes because I was born with clubfoot. And when I first saw the invitation to the beauty pageant, I really was so excited because I wanted to participate in the pageant because I was like, this is total opportunity for me to help other women that have disabilities to overcome their disability and to be confident with themselves. And I'm super excited because it's just, it's a complete blessing that it crossed my path just getting that invitation from a friend. And then my mom told me about it and I was like, oh, I wonder if I still can be part of it. And I'm just so excited to be part of this whole event. And yes, so I'm very, it's exciting.
That's great. So have you had experience in pageants?
I've done a couple. I did Miss California, I did Miss Orange County, and I did a Miss Latina World Pageant. And I really wanted to do the Natural Beauty Pageant because it's different from the other ones that I was in before. Because the ones I was in before, it was, you know, it wasn't about who you are. It was more about your outward look. And I believe that beauty is not just on the outside. It's on the inside as well.
Right. That's so true.
So as soon as I saw the Natural Beauty Pageant, I was like, this is it. So.
Go Jen. Go Jen.
Yay.
That's so great. Well, congratulations on everything that you've done so far, Jen. And good luck. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having
Courtney,
me on.
Courtney, did you have anything? You have any questions for Jen?
No questions. The whole ironic part of this conversation is we just got Jen into the pageant today, and she's already on top of everything. She's calling in. She's got the great energy, you know, and it's nice to see that, you know, there are still people interested in, you know, and like I said to her earlier, I'm glad we can squeeze her in. And, yeah, I'm excited to just meet her, and I can already feel that good energy through the phone. So, like I said, go Jen, go Jen.
Yeah, go Jen. Well, good luck on Sunday. Look forward to seeing you guys in person.
All right, thank you so much.
No problem. Wow, Courtney, it definitely looks like you have a slew of great, great women. We do have Miss Anaheim that is calling in, which we're going to get her unmuted. Danielle, Miss Anaheim, welcome to the Evas.
Oh, hi, Carla. Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
So share with us, and I'm telling all the girls to give us about 2 minutes, share with us some highlights about you.
Okay, well, to start off, my name is Danielle Walker, and I'm Miss Anaheim. I have competed in pageants in the past, so I've had a lot of different, a lot of positive experiences with them. Currently, I am a student and an aspiring singer, so I am definitely very involved in the entire entertainment industry. You know, I've seen through experience that it can be very discouraging because a lot of that industry is based on external appearance. So when I found out about this pageant, I was so excited to see that it was all about loving who you are and celebrating all the things that make you unique. And in addition to that, it is partnering with a nonprofit organization, and that's something I'm very passionate about. I am an active member in for organizations. One of them is Red Eye, and the other is Creativity for a Cure. So that was just something really, really close to my heart, and I thought that this pageant would be a great way to just build my confidence on stage as well as promote a wonderful organization.
Right, and it definitely is a wonderful organization. Did you want to, Clarissa, do you want to expound on anything Jen has said or any of the other ladies? Because I know you've been, Danielle, I'm sorry.
Yes. I'm really excited to meet everybody, and I'm glad that, you know, that they're all getting involved and empowering women, and also, you know, just taking a stand and doing something that they, you know, that they feel is right and that they want to be a part of. So I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to meeting all you ladies on Sunday.
Yes, definitely. Okay, Courtney, did you want to expound on anything that Danielle or any of the other ladies have said so far?
Again, I one thing that we were making sure of is that every contestant that wanted to be a part of this had that good energy from their heart and had reasons associated with our philosophy and what it stands for. And Danielle is another person that I feel is a great representation of what Flourish stands for and what direction we're headed in when it comes to SoCal's natural beauty pageant. So again, thank you, Danielle, and I look forward to meeting you on Sunday as well. Go Danielle, go Danielle.
That's so exciting. Courtney, if you can share with us, I know we talked a little bit of almost everything surrounding your event on Sunday. Let's talk a little bit about the people that kind of sort of help pull this stuff together. So I don't know if you want to at this time maybe give some shouts out to, you know, your sponsors, affiliates, or whoever. But, yeah, this is your time right now to talk about all that good stuff, all those great people.
One very dear person to me, Wendy Delgado, I definitely have to say thank you to her. She's been someone that has been a great connection, a great friend, and is always willing to help with anything that not only myself does, but just any of her friends. And she's just a great person. I always got to give her a shout out. Black Angel Music is another one. He's very, very supportive with Flourish Projects, and he's one of the sponsors, as well as, oh my goodness, Carissa. Thank you, Carissa, just for your involvement and being a host. And we have Triumphant Pictures, and not only them, but EOTM TV. We have Model Vanity. They're all providing our media coverage on the red carpet. And Phenomenal Women in Business is another very dear organization to me. They assist women who are in business to learn how to stay in business and be profitable. And they're actually going to be interviewing on the red carpet as well. And we have so many sponsors. I mean, we have over 20 of them, and really everyone is getting involved, donating their services, or if they can't come, they're just trying to give a prize to the contestant. And you know, I would encourage everyone to just visit our site, again, at iwillflourish.net, and just take a look at our sponsors page. And, you know, everyone's there. You can click on their picture, and it'll take you straight to their website and just get a better idea of who's all associated with the event, because we do have some very, very great companies, and I'm grateful for all of them. So thank you to all the sponsors and supporters and the volunteers and that are going to be there. And, yeah, this wouldn't be possible without everyone who's involved. So I know it sounds like cliche, but that's the truth. Thank you again.
Yeah, well, I want to definitely say that I'm looking forward to Sunday and definitely experiencing this this momentous occasion, if you will. I want to ask you really like one last question, and I think it is, it's so important, you know, because we get a lot of young individuals that are listening to our shows and a lot of aspiring models and actresses and things of that sort. And I guess this question is going to be directed for you and Clarissa. I guess more so maybe for Clarissa, if she doesn't mind expounding on it. But what kind of advice, Clarissa, would you be willing to lend to a young aspiring model that's looking to break into the industry and really don't know which way to go, so to speak? Can you share some advice for those particular types of individuals?
Sure. You know, it's funny you ask that question. I get about 5 to 10 emails via Facebook a day from young girls like across, you know, the country that asked me that question. And it's really flattering because, you know, for somebody to look at you and really look up to you and see like the path that you've taken or the success that you had and kind of want to follow in your footsteps. The advice that I give them is to just believe in what they want to do and never give up. If they're looking to get into modeling, I always recommend them to you know, put everything into it is what they want to do, to start off getting a portfolio together and to really just have a variety of photos so that to an agency or they walk into an audition or whatever it is, that they have something that showcases their talent. And then from there, I tell them, you know, just get on the phone and start making phone calls, see if different agencies have cold calls or open calls for models to go in there and showcase their portfolios and start putting their stuff on the internet. I mean, the internet is so viral right now, and especially, you know, the way that it's blowing up via Facebook, Model Mayhem, and all these different websites to really get their faces out there. And just never stop. Just keep pushing forward. Make sure, you know, you put 100% dedication to what it is that you want to do, whether it's acting, whether it's modeling. And their one will open.
Well, great advice. Clarissa, do you want to share any websites or Facebooks or your Model Mayhem pages right now?
Sure. You can go to my website. It's CarissaRosario.com, CarissaRosario.com. And then you can go on my page, Facebook. It's facebook.com/real, Carissa Rosario. And then if you just put my name in Google, my Model Mayhem, and everything else will pop up for you.
All right. Thank you again,
thank you,
Clarissa. Yeah, and definitely looking forward to meeting you on Sunday.
I'm looking forward to meeting you too.
Yes, ma'am. Courtney, you want to expound on that question I asked Clarissa?
I'm sorry. Say that again, Carla?
Did you want to expound on the question that I presented to Clarissa in regards to advice?
Oh, yeah.
I
definitely would just encourage, like she said, to just not stop and continuously educate yourself. If you don't know what steps to take, you know, get, like Carissa said, get on the phone. You can call somebody who might know somebody. That's really how we make it. It's not about what you know, it's who you know. But at the same time, you want to know something. So, you know, I've learned a lot from my boyfriend, especially just by always Googling, just finding out something, some type of information that can help you further, you know, your steps and just being more successful and being knowledgeable on what you want to do, know what you want to do. If you don't know what you want to do, well, talk to somebody, you know.
Right.
Call up someone who's in the industry or try to figure out what needs to be figured out in order to make the best steps, and just don't be discouraged. Don't fall victim. Don't fall victim to the crazy opportunities that might come in your way, because they will come, and just stay focused. So
yes,
that's my advice.
I concur. I really do. And our time is definitely dwindled to the very last drop. I do want to thank you again, Courtney, and all of the models that called in, Clarissa, the host, for this great event on Sunday. Thank you for giving us a portion of your evening and just sharing, and I think definitely enlightening minds and when it comes to all this great stuff that you guys are doing. So I look forward to meeting you all. And yes, that is our time. But before we exit our radio page, I just want to encourage every last one of you to visit IWillFlourish.net. And you can actually also Google Southern Cal's Natural Beauty Pageant 2011. Make sure if you are in the Southern California vicinity, I'm just going to say this, on June 19th, you need to make your way to this great event.
Yes, yes.
Yes. So that's our time, you guys. Peace out.
Thank
See you,
next Carla.
Time. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
This is Mother Luella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, sugar, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll think you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up, too, on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call. You hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
EOTM. Entrepreneurs on the Move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.